Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Totally Unexpected Podcast with Charlize Chu. I'm your host, Charlize Chu, also known as Shark Style on Instagram and TikTok. Today's podcast is a really chill podcast because you can't see me, but I'm like lying down recording this. That's how you know it's going to be a chill podcast where we're just going to talk some stuff out. Usually I'm like sitting in a nice, neat posture during these podcasts, but I don't know. Just want today to be really laid back. But today we're basically going to just review this crazy year, 2020. Basically for me, just like a review of how this year went for me. And also we'll be talking about 2021, the future. What are my goals? What are my future plans? What I hope to happen in 2021? All that good stuff. And obviously, my 2021 New Year's resolution. You can't talk about the new year without talking about resolutions. But honestly, I never stick to my resolutions because I always forget about them. Okay, like I always make resolutions for myself, and I don't know. Sometimes I'll write it down, but then in the end, just like you forget about them. But this time, hopefully, I can stick to them and remember them, especially like after making this podcast and like actually talking through them. Because I think my resolutions this year are actually really good, and they're definitely different than my previous resolutions. So I think that means growth, you guys. So stay tuned if you want to hear my resolutions. But first, we're gonna get started about 2021. Oh no, it's not 2021 yet. 2020, this crazy year. I feel like a lot of people had high expectations for this year being 2020. Thinking it was going to be amazing, but guess what? We end up being in a pandemic, a global pandemic. Yeah, so obviously not a amazing year, but I feel like we did learn. I mean, I personally did learn a lot, and we'll be talking about what I learned in 2020. I just want to start off by saying though, and I feel like this happened to a lot of people, which kind of is like strange to me, but like also maybe this might have happened like every year, just like we really thought about it this year. But anyways, last New Year's Eve, 2019 New Year's Eve, when we were doing the countdown, we missed the countdown because I guess my TV literally like just suddenly stopped working. Okay. So basically what happened is I turned on the TV, I tried to switch to the channel where the countdown was, and it wasn't switching. And we ended up missing the countdown because like my TV just happened to like not work during that time. And I don't know, that's just like really crazy to me because as soon as it happened in my head, I was kind of like, this is like, I feel like this is bad luck. And when I talked about it on my Instagram story, because I posted about it on my Instagram story once, a lot of people messaged me and said that they missed it too. And you know, I feel like this probably happens every year with a bunch of people that they miss the countdown. But I don't know. It just like kind of freaks me out that that happened. I felt like it was kind of like a foreshadowing thing because like if this were a movie, I would definitely have saw that and been like, that is a foreshadowing for a bad year, you know? So I don't know. That was just a little crazy to me. So yeah, my friends and I missed the countdown by like a minute and it was upsetting. But you know, hopefully don't miss the countdown this year. But because I will definitely be staying up for 2021. I feel like we're all hopeful for something good in 2021. You never know in life. I guess that's what this year really taught us too, is that you don't know what's going to happen in life. But I think we all can agree that we just want a new year, just like a fresh start. But I did definitely learn a lot about myself, especially because I've had a lot more time to just spend independently, just me and myself and my mind. So I did learn a lot, and I honestly think I really grew as a person this year. And I think I've been able to identify a lot of things that hold me back as a person, or as like the person that I really want to be. So I really hope that 2021 I can just really be the person I want to be. But anyways, I learned that I can do anything if I set my mind to it. Because I feel like before, with having like such a hectic schedule or just being like a big procrastinator, I never got things done. I always like quit on my projects, but I feel like this year with so much time, you know, starting my TikTok account and growing a following and trying to take on like new hobbies and learning new things, I really realized that like you can do it if you just stay consistent and determined and motivated. And like sewing, I was really bad in high school because I took a sewing class. So bad at sewing. Don't think I'm that great now either, but I bought myself a sewing machine. My mom bought me a sewing machine for me. But I started taking on sewing more and I was able to make a few things. Recently, especially with school, I hadn't been able to like sew as much. But when I do sew and I do take the time and actually try, I was able to make things. And that is so much better than I can say of how I was sewing when I was in high school, because I literally like just gave up most of the time and like didn't even like try to make my projects look good. And yeah, I remember my final for sewing, I got a C because I just didn't finish it. Because I literally didn't know how to. Like, she gave us instructions on a paper and was like, okay, here you go. It was supposed to be a wallet. Just didn't know how to do it, and I got a C on it. But I ended up the class with an A, so it was all good. But yeah, all I'm trying to say is, like, if I, like, take my time and I don't give up, I can do whatever I set my mind to. More things I thought I learned about myself in 2020 is that I realized as a person, I'm the type of person who just really needs validation in order to feel good about myself. And that's not a good thing. That's something I think I should change and really fix and work on in 2021. But just the other day, I was talking to my friend about like the previous people that I've like had a relationship with, whether it's friends or having crushes or anything. I would just kind of like be friends or have a relationship with people who are so bad to me, like obviously don't really care that much about my feelings and can be really rude to me. And I would like forget all that stuff once they say one good thing about me. And I realize that's because it's like the validation, you know, like knowing the fact that they're probably like a really mean person, but once they give me some sort of validation is like all that's forgotten. Because as long as they gave me some sort of the validation that I needed, it makes me feel so much better. But like, that's not good because I shouldn't even try to seek validation from others because they don't know me. You know, their opinion really shouldn't affect the way that I see myself. The only validation I need about myself is from myself, you know? So I really hope that I can fix that and really work on that in 2021. I started noticing that a lot towards the, like, when I started TikTok too, is that, like, I just felt like I always needed, like, comments on, like, talking about, like, if I am doing a good job or if I'm pretty, like, for me to feel good about myself. But I should feel like that even without people's comments, you know? And I think that has something to do with the other thing is that I learned that I'm actually pretty insecure. I feel like I'm a pretty insecure person right now. And I think a lot of people when they meet me, and I feel like because so many people tell me that I am so confident, I never thought that I was insecure. And I always thought that I was just a confident person. But when I really, like, spent time with myself this year and really, like, just had so much time to reflect on me, I realized that I am actually a pretty insecure person. I feel like, kind of going back to the validation thing, for me to feel good about myself, I constantly need validation. So I really want to focus on just loving myself more and not feeling like I need other people to love me in order to love myself, you know, not just like physical appearance, but also just like everything about me. Like, I just feel like I need to do better at just giving myself the love that I deserve, or just giving myself the love that I want other people to give me. So, you know, I feel like I constantly want people to just be like, yes, yeah, Charlize, you're so amazing, blah, blah, blah. But I need to be like that about myself. Like, I need to take all that energy that I want from other people and just give it to myself. You know what I mean? Because I feel like it really, being insecure affects you in every way possible. It affects your personality. It affects just, like, even your physical appearance. Like, if you're insecure, I feel like it's so obvious. Like, once you find self-love, it's so obvious that you do and all that stuff. I definitely need to work on that. And I think, because there'll just be days where I just like sit on my phone, just constantly compare myself to others and try to tell myself, no, like they're not that good looking or, but, everyone's beautiful in their own way. And I just need to find the beauty within myself. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm like super insecure, but like also, I have my moments and I just feel like this year really brought that side out of me. Like the insecurities just really were brought out. Yeah, that's honesty, man. We're getting way too honest and personal here, but I guess that's what this podcast is for. But other things that I learned in 2020, especially because of the pandemic, I learned to appreciate the small things in life. I feel like we might have heard that like so many times this year, but truly, like before I hated, like not hated, but I just like would never like go out grocery shopping with my parents, Like I would just think it was like boring. And I was like, no. But now like that is the only thing that brings me joy in life is going grocery shopping. Because that's like the only ever time that I go out and I can wear like cute clothes and everyone will see me, like that is literally the only time. And whenever I notice like whenever I can like hang out with my friends, like just like maybe like three or four of them and we go to the park or something, like just going to the park with my friends and taking a walk, that will make my whole week, like knowing that I'm going to see my friends at the park, like I'll just get excited for it the whole week and it makes me a lot happier. So, before I feel like when we would make plans with our friends, sometimes there would even be those moments where we wouldn't even want to hang out with them because we're like, oh, I think I would rather just like stay home and just watch TV and do nothing all day rather than hang out with friends. But I realized that you never know. You never know when you might never see your friends again. So, yeah, I just think we should appreciate the small things in life and just life in general, because there's so much that life has to offer, especially nature. You guys, nature is so pretty. I go on walks like every day and it's just so nice. Like, I'll be like walking. Sometimes I like close my eyes, which is probably actually like kind of bad because like then I can't see where I'm walking. But sometimes I just close my eyes and like walk and like there's actually something called walking meditation where you just do that. And I just like do that and it feels so nice. And the world can be beautiful. I feel like sometimes we like to focus way too much on the negative things in life, but there are just some small like happy things that happen in life that we need to focus on more and put our energy more into rather than the negative things. Also, something that's like kind of like that I started doing because of this pandemic was making a schedule for myself in order to stay productive because I noticed that like whenever I'm not productive one day and I just like spend the whole day on my phone literally doing nothing, I don't know, I just get like really upset with myself and I feel really bad at the end of the day that I did nothing. So, especially during this time where you're just at home like 24/7 and you have so much time, I started like making a schedule for myself every day, mostly just because I'm on winter break. Like when I'm off school, I don't really do this just because it's like I'm usually doing school stuff. But like especially now when I'm on winter break, sorry, I keep saying especially. That's like the only word that I know in my vocabulary to have a transition. But because I have so much time, it's winter break for me. I have been like making a schedule literally like day by day what I'm doing hour by hour, like 9 a.m. wake up and eat breakfast, 10 a.m. do this something, and just like trying to keep myself productive and I feel really accomplished and good. So I don't know if that's something, I don't know if that's like something that like the pandemic taught me, but it's just something that I started doing this year and I really recommend other people doing it because it's really nice. Or having like a planner for yourself. I don't usually use planners though because I always just end up not writing in it. But yeah, just having some sort of organization in your life is really nice and it just makes you feel accomplished in life. Even if that all you did today was, even though like if all you had in your schedule was like take a bath today, go on a walk today, like even if it's just like small little things, you at least like it's nice to like check off things off your schedule and like just do things rather than just lying in bed on your phone, you know. What I also realized this year is to be more open to things, which is very like a broad statement. Like just being an open to like try new things. You never know what happens. You never know when you can't do those things anymore. So just trying new things that you never thought that you would experience. And, you know, recently my family and I, like every weekend we get takeout once a week and we always like go to a new place. And it's just a cool thing to do. I feel like just trying new things, being more open. And yeah, so that's that. But something else that I learned is that I tend to really underestimate myself, lower my value than I actually am, or like lower the, like in my head, I lower my worth. Like I'll look back on photos, for example, like I'll take photos and in the moment I'll look at those photos and think all of them are so ugly and be like, ew, I would never post that in my life. But then the other day I was literally just scrolling through my old photos that I took like this summer and I was like, oh my gosh, like I actually look really good in this. Even though I probably thought I looked so bad, but like I actually looked good in this. Or like I just felt like before I was like, no one thinks I'm pretty, no one, blah blah blah. But then, you know, after high school ended, I got a lot of, not a lot, but like I got like a handful of people like just being like, yo girl. Or hit me up, you know, like just like those types of comments. And I feel like I always underestimate myself. Like in high school, I never thought that people liked me or looked my way. But I guess after high school, people really were like, hey girl, hit me up, you know, just like stuff like that. Like I feel like I need to give myself more credit than I do now. So let's go on to 2021, what the future holds and what my resolutions are. As I said before, I really want to try to just seek validation from myself and not feel the need to seek validation from other people. I think that's like one of my biggest things. And another one is manifest for other people rather than myself, which is kind of like the opposite of the last one I just said. But I feel like every night of 2020, I've been manifesting a lot. And I realized that a lot of the things that I manifested just had to do with me and what I wanted in life and what I desired for my life. But kind of going back on that, I think I am living like in a pretty good life. I'm living a blessed and privileged life that there are probably more people in the world who need more hope than I do. So I shouldn't just manifest for myself, you know. Obviously, there are times where you want things in life and you'll manifest stuff for yourself, but you should also think of others. And I want to try to think of others more in 2021 and, you know, help others, manifest for others, do what I can. And yeah, so just not focus so much on my own desires because that's selfish. And I want to like truly, truly know who I am, because this year I have had those moments where I just felt really sad because I was like, I really feel like I don't know who I am as a person. But I think a lot of that has to do with freedom and being able to go out and live by yourself in the real world. Obviously couldn't do that in 2020. Who knows if I'll be able to do that in 2021. But I just at least want to be closer to just really figuring out and being satisfied with who I am. I mean, I'm 19. I feel like that I'm still young, but also it's just frustrating, you know? But these next few goals and resolutions are kind of more not like personality based, you know? Oh, wait, no, just kidding. This one I see, build better relationships. As you guys might have known through my podcast, as I've said this a few times, I am a very closed off person. I hate texting people and I'm just really bad at maintaining relationships that are just like very connected and building good friendships or anything with people, because I'm not affectionate. I don't like really talking about my feelings to people. I don't, which is really like very bad for building good relationships and stuff like that. So I really hope that I can be more open. I honestly think this podcast and being like so closed off from people this whole year because I just like don't get to see these people might like make me a lot better and a lot more open. I feel like I am in some ways, like when I see my friends, like I feel like I am a lot more, I guess, better. But yeah, I hope that I can build stronger and more connected relationships in 2021, because I was thinking about it this year and I was like, I really like don't have like that many friends from high school, because my mom really wants me to have this like graduation party like once this whole pandemic is over. I'm like, Mom, it's gonna be like way too late for me to have a graduation party. But she like really wants me to. She's like, I want you to have one. Like, but I was like thinking about it. I was like, I really like don't know who I'd invite from high school, because I just really didn't build that many great personal relationships with anyone in high school. And also, I just feel like a lot of people from my high school probably don't even like me that much. So yeah, I was like thinking about that. And I was like, yeah, I really don't know who, like, obviously, like I can invite people even if I didn't really like, I weren't like BFFs with them, because graduation parties, you really just invite anyone. But like when I really thought about it, I was like, I don't have that many like close friends from high school. Hopefully when I'm in college, there'll be a lot of people that I am able to make friends with. But also through my life, I did make good friends and then realized in the end that they're not great to me. So I guess maybe that might just be life. So yeah. But these next few resolutions and goals are more of just not like personality based, but I really hope I can get a good internship next year, because I'm going to be a sophomore next year. And I'm pretty sure, I was talking to my academic advisor and she was like, yeah, ideally you want a relationship. I mean, I was supposed to say relationship. Ideally you want an internship fall of your sophomore year. The sooner the better, you know, getting the experience. And I do really want more experience in the fashion industry. I feel like I don't really have any at all, and I really want to expand my knowledge. But I really do hope I can get an internship, like a good one that I like genuinely like and I genuinely want to work at, because that would be so nice manifesting it. I have to talk to my academic advisor more though, and I have to finish my resume. My resume is kind of lacking though. Anyways, I just hope I could get a good internship that I really like, and hopefully I build an impressive resume. Honestly, on my resume, I'm probably going to write stuff like being a TikTok creator, because I feel like that's kind of good to put on your resume, because social media is everything now. So maybe I'll write that. And TikTok wise, my goals for TikTok, because TikTok is a part of my life now. It is one with me. 2021, hope we can reach 1 million followers. I don't think that's too out of reach. You know, I have a whole year to do that. Ideally, I would like to reach that at least before, let's say, before September, I would like to reach 1 million followers. And honestly, I even think September is a little bit far, but who knows with life, you know, never know. Just that's my goal, guys, reaching 1 million on TikTok. That would be nice. Because I've said this before, TikTok is one of the most influential apps. Social media in general is, you have a lot of power as an influencer. And I'm not saying that like I want power, but I really want to try to make and be a better influence for people, especially when it comes to confidence and style. You know, I like being open about this type of stuff. And I think you're style is so important to your journey to self-love and identity. And yeah, so I hope we can expand this following and expand this influence for the generation, because I know a lot of people out there really need help, really are lost. I mean, as you heard in my podcast, I am lost too, but we can be lost together and find our way together in this little journey. But that is my year in review. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I had a great year. Thanks to you all. I was really blessed to have such a great year this year honestly, despite everything. You know, there were some things that I couldn't do this year, but overall for me and my family, we were blessed to have like as good as it could get this year. But yeah, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I'll see you guys in 2021 because it'll be 2021, my next podcast. So can't wait to see what the future holds with you all. I love you. Stay safe. Bye.